here's what I'm going to ask you for, an invitation and a challenge. I want you to give yourself that missing time, and I want you ideally to give yourself an hour of power, I call it, at least 5 days a week. Now, what does that mean? It means for 1 hour, I'm going to walk you through three things to do for an hour that will absolutely connect you to yourself and will give you a level of focus and joy and happiness and strength to deal with not only the challenges, but to enjoy your life more. If you don't do it, you're going to be driven by technology, by demands, by people, by our kids. And you know what? It's beautiful that you're willing to give to everybody else. But if you keep giving everyone and you don't fill yourself back up, there's nothing to give. And I know you know this is true. So here's what it looks like. And by the way, if you can't do an hour, then do 30 minutes to thrive. You know, if it's not an hour of power, give yourself at least 30 minutes. There's always 30. And if you can't do that, at least do 15 minutes to fulfillment. So I'll describe this. So there's never a day you shouldn't do this. There's always 15 minutes. But if you can lock in that hour, it'll go. And I'll tell you before I tell you how it works. If you'll just do the 15 minutes, it'll grow to the 30. It'll grow to the hour because you'll get so reinforced in your life. So what does it look like? Here's what you're going to do. The first step is that you want to make sure that the moment you wake up in the morning, there's no hesitancy to get up. So you start to train your body, which is training your mind. Remember, your body and mind are linked. Whatever you do with your body, it's going to affect your mind. You want to train your body to jump out of bed immediately with energy, without hesitancy, and to start moving. Because remember, emotion comes from motion. We've got to move. Now, ideally, you would exercise in the morning. There's a lot of reasons to do that. Because of all the times, and by the way, I'm a night person, so I understand if you go morning, well, I ain't jumping out of bed in the morning. I turn on around midnight or 1 in the morning, and sometimes I don't go to bed to 4 or 5. So what I'm talking about, you can adapt, but just hear me out. The ideal time to work out is in the morning, because if you exercise in the morning, you turn on your metabolism, and you have it for the whole day. If you don't exercise, you get no metabolism, and you just keep gaining fat, and your body loses its strength, and you lose muscle every single year, especially as you age. But if you can train yourself to do that in the morning is the first thing. Even if you have to get up earlier, or go to bed slightly earlier, or just take 1 hour less sleep, or 30 minutes less sleep, or 15 minutes less sleep, if you can do that in the morning, you turn on the metabolism, but you also turn on your emotions. Movement and breath are the first phase. So what you're going to do, have your shoes beside your bed, and if you've got somebody to do this with, it's even better. I mean, if you got your lover and the first thing you do is get up in the morning and you can spend time walking with them, that's great. But you get up and you physically move. You go for a walk. Anywhere. You get outside. You get out of the house. You move immediately. Now, walking doesn't sound very dynamic, and you may want to run, but you walk first to start warming up your body, warming up your metabolism. And as you're walking, there's a pattern of breathing that when you do it, it will stimulate your body to cleanse itself, and it'll start to move everything you need. And the ratio of breath is you're inhaling 4 breaths in a row, so it's, and then you're exhaling 4 in a row. As you're doing this, you're actually going to be tapping fingers. You'll be doing this same pattern again and again. This pattern of breathing will alter your state. You will literally, after doing this for about 5 minutes, begin to feel radically different. Now, you're going to inhale through your nose, as you probably heard, and exhale out your mouth. And this is something called breath walking. There have been studies done on this at MIT, and it literally alters brain functioning. But you don't have to know the studies to be able to feel what it does in your system. So all you're going to do is for the first 5 minutes, enjoy yourself. Get up. You don't have to worry about, oh, I got to run right now. My back's sore. You just get up and you start to walk. You walk for about 5 minutes with this breathing pattern. Step two, you get grateful and you begin to visualize. So in phase two, what you're going to do now is you're going to cultivate the emotion of gratitude. What you're going to do very simply is, remember I said, fear disappears when you're grateful. The minute you're grateful, you're rich. When you have everything in your life to be grateful for and you don't feel that emotion, you got nothing. You're poor. So this has to be a daily emotion. It's like the antidote to all the stress, the antidote to all the frustration. But you got to cultivate it, because if you go into a state of depression on a regular basis, pretty soon your body goes there automatically because it's conditioned, it's trained. It's like what we call anchoring it. By going into that physiology, by breathing, and by visualizing. So what you're going to do is you're going to focus on and ask yourself, what are all the things in my life I'm grateful for while you walk? So you're outdoors, you're moving, so your pattern of physiology makes you feel good. You got movement, you got emotion. Now, as you're moving, you think about everything you're grateful for. And I usually start with a circle. I start with myself right here and my wife, Sage, and I think about all the things I'm grateful to God for in my life, my health. I start to think immediately, okay, my family members, and I think about them and I send love to them. I make this spiral of thought going out. And then I think about my close friends and my close business associates and then all the people I get to serve through my work in the world. And I just expand it. You think of moments you're grateful for. you know, a moment that I had with my son where he shared something with me that just made me cry. It was so beautiful. You know, there are moments in your life. So what are we doing? We're moving and breathing. That's changing your physiology. We're being grateful. That's a focus. And so now you change your focus. And now what you focus on is everything that you really want in your life, but you focus on it from the state as if it's already been achieved. I honestly start just giving thanks for it as if it's done. I am so grateful that that business deal has come together the way it has. So what I do is I begin to see it as if it's already done. Because remember, your brain can't tell the difference between something you vividly imagine and something you actually experience. So I see it. I feel it. I think about it. I feel the emotion as if it's already achieved. The more you can program your body and your mind and your emotions that something's achieved, your brain can do things you're unaware of. And if you focus on what you want continuously, you'll move towards it. Whatever you focus on, you move towards. Most people are focused on what they're afraid of. So as an example, when somebody's out of control in a car, they immediately look at the wall they don't want to hit. And of course, as they look at it, they steer right into it. The same thing happens in life. Wherever you focus, that's where you go. Don't focus on what you fear. Focus on what you want and make it real. The more certain you are that what you want can happen, the easier it is for your brain to figure a way. When you say this is important, your brain starts noticing anything that'll get you to what's important. And if you believe it's already happened, you know enough about life that when you have that kind of certainty, your brain will find the way. Now you start focusing on today. What do you want to create today? You think about meetings you're going to have. What do you want to make that happen? Instead of going, oh, I got to go to this meeting. What do I want? Most people think about what they have to do. Think about what you want to do. Who do you want to turn on, excite, make happy? Who do you want to make laugh? What do you want to achieve there? What do you want to accomplish? See, the more you can see it in advance, you got to remember, everything that's in your outside world started in your inside world. Everything in my life, my kids, my businesses, this conversation with you started as something in my head, and now it's real. The same is true for you. You got to create in your head first the way you want it if you want it to show up in your life the way you want it. Most people create in their head what they don't want, and so, of course, they keep manifesting what they don't want. So even for this day now, focus on what do you want to create out of this day. Think about what's coming up. How do you want it to go? How do you want to feel? How could you respond? And just get yourself juiced about the day. So now what you need to do is incantations. So if you're walking, as you're walking, you can be doing this. You can even be doing it with the same breath you started with. Or you can be going, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. You go, that sounds so positive, thinky tone. But you know what? If you do it over and over again, you're going to be vibrating. I've done incantations my entire life. It's how I've conditioned myself. 25 years ago, when I first started speaking, I was 17 years old. I'd made some changes in my life really quickly, and I started sharing it. And I didn't have speaking skills, but I had a state. You know when you're in state and things just flow? It's just like having a conversation. You don't have to think about it. It comes out of you. But I made myself get in state because I was fearful. So I said, I got to focus on how to serve, not on am I going to do a good job. I need to focus on giving, not on how am I going to do. If you focus on how you're going to do, you're going to get worried. So I created an incantation, and I've done it for 25 years before I go on stage every single time. If anyone's been backstage, they'll see what I do. I make a big change in my body, take an explosive breath, shh, and I do this thing I call a power move that stimulates my body so I'm at the strongest state I can be. Second thing I do is I do my incantation. And what I do is I say this. I say, I now command my subconscious mind to direct me in helping as many people as possible today to better their lives by giving me the strength, the emotion, the persuasion, the humor, the brevity, whatever it takes to show these people and get these people to change their life now. And I do it again and again and again. Now I can do it once today, and I'm there, because I used to do this literally for 45 minutes driving someplace. I'm driving my old Volkswagen Bug, and I'm supposed to do this speech to share with people how they can do these things. Or I'm supposed to meet this person one-on-one. And I would literally chant this out loud. Now, why do you do it out loud? Because if you go in your head, that doesn't affect you. Speaking engages your physiology. And when you speak with certainty and intensity, it conditions you. So the bottom line is you do this while you walk. So if you're conscious about this, you can do it under your breath, like I said. You can do it in a breathing pattern. You can do something simplistic, like, you know, every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. As you're jogging, as you're walking, every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. Some old phrase from an old book from years ago. Anything will work as long as you say it with intensity. Every day and every way I'm feeling happier and happier. Every day. And you say it again and again. And what you'll actually get is a rhythm. I'll tell you what incantations do in case this sounds stupid to you. Maybe it'll help. Have you ever made the fatal mistake of going to Disneyland and getting on a ride called It's a Small World After All. If you have, you know the power of incantations, because what's stuck in your head for the next 3 weeks? That song in 37 languages, right? Or if you hear a song and you get it in your head and you can't get it out, you know, and it goes on and on and on, well, this is a way to get the right idea in your head and condition it, but not just the idea, the feeling. So now what you need to do is exercise, ideally 20 minutes, no less than 15, 30 even better, and if you can do 45 minutes, that's wonderful, and that's how you get to the hour. And so at the end of this hour of power, you want to celebrate. You want to say, my God, I got myself to do this thing that set me up for victory. Now, you won't have to work at celebrating, I promise you. You'll feel so good, you'll be vibrating, especially if you did the incantations. Now, this process, you might say, well, I'm not going to run 5 times a week. And you don't have to. You can just go on a walk. And you can do this process, this hour of power of focus, and you can spend 10 minutes on gratitude, 10 minutes on visualizing, 10 minutes on what you want to have happen today, and do it in 30 minutes. This is your freedom. But I can tell you, if you'll give yourself an hour where 15 or 20 of those minutes are based on these three things, massive changes in your physiology that make you feel great, massive changes in your focus that make you focus specifically on gratitude and specifically on what you want to have happen and feeling like it's already been achieved, and then massive changes where you push your body to be stronger and you make some incantations, you say some phrases over and over, at least 5 or 10 minutes of it, you will have conditioned your mind, your body, your emotions, and your spirit will soar. And now you will deal with problems radically differently. There won't be problems, there'll be challenges for you. And more importantly, you'll be excited to connect with people. You'll be excited about your projects. You will affect people around you in a different way because you will have an extraordinary psychology. If you want an extraordinary body, it takes a ritual, doesn't it? A ritual of diet or a ritual of exercise. If you want an extraordinary emotion and spirit, it takes rituals. One of those that you might want to add to this hour of power is prayer. If you believe in prayer, this is it, and this is a form of it. Maybe the greatest prayer is not asking for things, but saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Getting in that place on a daily basis for no less than 15 minutes to fulfillment, and ideally the hour of power. I can promise you, if you did it for 6 months, your life will never be the same. Because all the research shows that if you even exercise for 6 months, you'll exercise for the rest of your life because it becomes physically addictive to you. If you get away from it, you'll feel pulled to do it. All you got to do right now is give it a week or 10 days. Do this with me for 10 days, and I promise you, you're going to get some momentum. I don't know if I'll ever see you again. I don't know if you'll listen to another CD. But my goal was to do everything I could to get you to give yourself what you deserve and to tell you the three things that you got to take control of and to remind you of the fundamentals that your life is nothing but your emotions. If you get the right emotions, you'll work out. If you're determined, you'll work out. If you're determined, you can go on a diet. But most people are trying to go on a diet, and they're not determined. You can change a state that fast, but you got to get the habit. Are you sold? I hope so, because the sale is for you. It's not for me. It's for you to create what you want long term. If you will do this, and you'll even do it 4 days a week, if you'll just get a habit that you'll commit to and not break, your pride will soar. Because when you just discipline yourself a tiny bit, and by the way, this doesn't feel like discipline. It feels like joy when you do it. But if you discipline yourself just a little bit, you get a positive habit you've consciously created, it spills over into all the areas of your life. And if you stay with me on this over these next 7 days, we're going to address each of those areas with the best tools I know of. And by the way, if right now you're listening to these first two CDs as just part of The Edge, you don't have the whole Get The Edge program, please give yourself this gift. Get on the phone right now or go on the web, follow through and get the rest of the week so that after you're done with tomorrow, if you have it FedEx, you can keep the momentum going, keep the results happening and get real specific about what you're going to do with your body, a real plan for that energy, for your relationship, for your career, for your finances. So we continue this and this doesn't end just with one CD. And by the way, if you're going to do that, the number to call, our 800 number is 1-800-898, corny as it sounds, Tony. T-O-N-Y, which means 8669 if you don't want to bother to remember it that way. 1-800-898-TONY, T-O-N-Y, 8669. Or if you're calling internationally, the number is 858-535-9900. 858-535-9900. Of course, you can see us on the web at www.TonyRobbins.com. 2 B's, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.com. Anyway, not here to give you a commercial, but I don't want you to miss out on the specifics and to keep the momentum going. So please give yourself the gift. If you found value here, take action right now as soon as this audio completes. So Let's wrap it up, and let me just thank you for listening. Regardless of what you do, right now it's time to take some action, and what you want to do is starting tomorrow. Or if you're crazy like me, you'll just go for a walk. Tomorrow I want you to go do this first thing in the morning. I want you to start out your day by doing this hour of power, or this 30 minutes to thrive, or these 15 minutes of fulfillment. Just do it. The hardest part is the first step. The hardest part to get is momentum. Hardest part is get to the gym. So just do it, as they say in the Nike ads, and you'll get what you really want. So my friend, I plead with you. Give yourself this gift each day. I mean, this is really one of the most important decisions of your life. And I hope my crazy, outrageous approach pushed you in the right direction and didn't push you away. I hope somehow I found my way into your heart or your intellect or whatever part of you we've got to reach to push the button that launches your life to the next level, to the level it deserves to be. So this is the beginning of a brand new journey. And I'm really grateful that you've allowed me to be your coach in this first part of the process. I think we can make immense progress. So let's start taking real action. Let's not just talk a good game, you and I. Let's do it. Just get your butt out there, because once you get out there, you'll get out there again and again. You'll get that momentum. It'll take over, and the best of you will start showing up every day. And when the best of you shows up every day, you're going to start appreciating yourself, and so will everybody else. So today, look around you. Keep your eyes open for magic moments. They're all around. And be sure, if nothing else today, you live with passion. Today and every day. I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow.